Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Straney, and now Damien Leith.
Welcome along to the party.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's going for the long note.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could actually hold your note for that long.
Yeah, for what all of 6 seconds?
Yeah, all of 6 seconds. Remember you had that stupid idea for Melbourne Cup,
right?
Let's hold the note the longest, and if you can hold the note the longest, that's the number we're going for in the Melbourne Cup.
We all discussed this in a meeting, and it was a wonderful meeting, and at the time, you all looked at me and gave me an encouraging glance, but secretly behind it, you're all thinking, this is the stupidest idea I've ever heard in my life.
He's crazy.
He's only new. Let's just give him a smile and make him feel like he's part of the team.
Even the boss, DJ Dino.
He was a lot more responsive with that suggestion of yours. Usually when we say stuff he doesn't like, he just pretends he hasn't heard it and keeps talking.
Well, he invented joke of the Damien, so in fairness.
Right. It's very true.
The good news is it's Friday, kids.
It's Friday.
Yes,
again.
It is.
It's Saturday, Sunday.
Well, it's been a big Friday week.
It's Friday, mofos. Get out and enjoy your 24 Coronas, Damien. You got 24 Coronas. You'll understand that when you listen to the rest of the podcast.
I will enjoy every single one of them into the early hours of the morning.
Jeez, you'll be pissed and your wife will be hating on you this weekend. Nice work.
I'm inviting you guys all over.
I am not coming over.
I would come, except that I can't drink any of the beer, so that is just like dangling a carrot in front of a donkey.
I don't want to be drunk and fall down on Billy, your fat dog.
Didn't he fall down the stairs?
He fell down the stairs last night when I was coming home. Poor old thing.
Here is the podcast. More in the podcast about the fat dog.
You had your first actual real gig like last night. You had to go to Sydney, didn't you?
I did, yes.
First feel?
Yes,
I did. How'd you go? Because the weather was crazy.
The weather was crazy, but I got to tell you, it felt so good to be on stage again. Ever since COVID arrived back in March, basically entertainment stopped.
Didn't you have to cancel like 40 gigs or something crazy like that?
I cancelled 40 shows, and I wasn't the only one. Artists everywhere did it. But it was great. Last night there was an initiative called the Southern Nights 1,000 Gigs, where they tried to get as many acts as possible over the next week all throughout New South Wales and regional New South Wales playing gigs.
That's good.
It's
back
great.
Back on the bandwagon, what's it like being back on the horse? Good? Still know how to play guitar and sing?
Oh, barely. I tell you, I was nervous. Yeah. I was genuinely nervous. As we came onto the stage, I asked Eric, my guitarist, to go on and build up suspense, you know, play a little riff to get the audience raring to go.
Damien!
Yes, exactly.
Damien!
But it was an intimate audience because of COVID.
Damien.
Yeah, it was. It was more like that. And actually, I'm standing at the curtain, and somebody from the audience says, "Damien, we can see you."
Oh no!
So trying to make your dramatic entrance, they just see you hide behind the curtain.
Well, I had to play along. I said, "Oh no, you can't." It was like pantomime. But no, look, I got to say, it was so good to be playing again. And a funny thing happened before we started the gig at all. You've probably heard about bands having riders.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's like all the stuff that you can request backstage.
Yeah, you know, the
like crazy things like Mariah's, like the room has to be at 22.5 degrees.
Exactly.
You know, ice water, creams
water
and fairy
shipped
floss
in from Antarctica.
For
and
Katy Perry.
Yeah, what's your rider like?
Well, When we've got the full band, all right, it's 24 Coronas.
Yeah, no,
all
right,
that's a case.
A case
of Coronas, that's right. Yeah. Two bottles of wine, sandwiches, honey, and all sorts of different things.
Nice.
Okay. I know that sounds a bit crazy, but that's
full spread.
There's a whole band, you know. Last night we turned up, it was just myself and Eric, my guitarist. We were doing a solo mode, and we arrived, and the management said, "Hey, we got your rider for you."
So what did they give you if there was just two of you?
I walked in the room. There was 24 Coronas. There was two bottles of wine. There was a plate of sandwiches, the whole lot.
So you got the whole band thing. Well, surely you couldn't have got, the two of you couldn't have got through all of that.
No, I took it all.
See?
I took the lot. It's all in my suitcase. and the good news for you guys here is,
yes,
drinks are on me this weekend, guys.
Yes.
That is Coronas, all right. Corona
Hang
time.
On a minute. I can't drink. Did you bring back any of the sandwiches?
I think there was an egg sandwich left. Would you eat
them? Oh, great. No.
But it's Corona time.
Corona time. This story sucks.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Straney, and now Damien Leith.
Damien, you know how I told you about Milko getting his identity stolen?
You didn't tell me about that.
Did I tell you about that?
Did he get his
Oh, this must have happened before your time.
Okay.
He ended up getting a phone call from our bank
in
Melbourne saying that somebody had gone into the bank and tried to take money out of the account.
As him.
And they even had a photographic license. The only reason that they knew it wasn't him is because our address is in Jamboree and it was locked down in Melbourne.
So this is the real deal. This person had everything.
He had a photographic license and he had to get a credit check, and it turned out not only had the guy got a license, he'd gotten a $10,000 personal loan in his name. He'd used his details when he got, like, some tickets, some fines.
Oh, my goodness me.
He tried to get out various credit cards.
Oh, this guy.
He got two credit cards under his name as well. So someone, like, really stole his identity, like that Jason Bateman film.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, except I don't think there's a funny chick at the other end of this whole story. But he got arrested.
Oh, yesterday, all right.
The cops called him and said, "We've arrested the guy who stole your identity," and he had like a full-on license with your name on it and his phone. So pretty scary how that can happen. But as part of this, he had to get a brand new phone and get a new phone number because this guy was using his number as a reference and everything.
Wow.
So
milk hole. How did he leave himself so vulnerable?
Well, he doesn't know. We don't know how this guy got all these details.
Doing?
Probably because he's got like an unusual name. I don't know. Or gambling online. Who knows what happened? But he's got this strange thing's been happening with his new phone number. Is that when he's calling people, Mike is popping up on their phone.
Oh.
So he's
Mike is the dodgy guy.
No, Mike is like the new phone number that he's now got. So it's like when he got a new phone number, Telstra went, "Okay, here's your new phone number. This is yours now." And he's like, "Sweet." But one thing that's been happening over the last couple of weeks is that he'll be ringing people, like he rang his mum the other day, and his mum goes, "When you rang me then, Mike came up."
Oh, so he's got somebody else's identity himself.
I know, and I don't know how this is. Does anyone know how this happens? 4275 1965. He's got someone else's identity. I also want you to ring to tell me how I can find out his last name, because this Mike guy might be rich.
He could be loaded. This is it. You've got an identity.
He could have upgraded to a better identity than what this other guy stole.
No surprises at all.
There's a yacht coming your way.
Let's hope so. Fingers crossed.
And a caravan.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. Jaden Straney, now with Damien Lee. Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Should we care about the US election? That is our hot topic of the day. What do you actually think? Should we care, Jade?
Well, I don't know if we should care. This is the thing. Oh, I know that America used to be our big brother, but then I feel like the times are changing.
Damien, do you think we should care?
Look, I think we do need to be aware of it, and we should care what's going on over there, because at the end of the day, it will have an effect on us at some point.
How?
Well, financially, economically, of course.
We do.
Massively.
Yeah, we've got ties in with America.
Partner.
Yeah, that is right. So, and they also affect the rest of the whole world.
Yeah. So we're going to take your calls, Illawarra. It is the hot topic, 4275 1965.
Over in Shell Cove, Aidan, what do you reckon about this? Should we care?
Nah, not at all, I don't reckon. Uh-huh. We've got plenty of other things going on in our own country, let alone someone else's.
Yeah, that's a very good thought.
No, that is very, very true. I mean, gee, we're all going through COVID and all the rest. We have a lot of things that we should be caring about in our own country.
Exactly. 4275 1965.
Hey, Beck, Albion Park, what are your thoughts on this election?
Seriously, I'd rather watch paint dry. I'm so over it.
Well, that is very true as well. Okay. That is very true.
Point, I think. Oh, gee. Now, in Dapto, we've got Charlie. Charlie, what do you reckon about this election? Should we as Australians care?
Charlie?
Yes, we should.
Why is that?
Because it affects our financial markets and that, and people on the pension that have their superannuation in the stock market, and believe it or not, it will depend on who wins the election, on how the stock exchange and all these things react. And if they tank, then Australia is affected, and everybody that's got money in superannuation and that will be affected in some way.
And look, that's pretty much everyone who has a job. We've all got super.
Yes. That is a very valid point. Yeah, that is right.
Good on you, Charlie and Dapto, our hot topics. So there's just three of your thoughts, Illawarra, and there's many more at our Facebook page. You can go to Wave FM 96.5 on Facey. I think we need to get further into the crutch of this. Like, you know, Malcolm Farr, he's the national political editor for a lot of papers around Australia. I've actually got his office number.
Ooh.
We should just give him a call, like cold call him.
Let's do it.
What's going on in the US, mate?
Well, I'm a firm and dedicated member of the Bugger If I Know class. it is just so baffling. And we're watching from a distance, but we're not just enthralled by the almost cartoon-like antics of the American president.
Mm.
You know, America is very important to Australia, and I think a certain amount of apprehension has been felt among Australians. What's going on with our biggest and most important partner?
Yeah, that's right, because there is an alliance there between Australia and America on many different levels. Depending on where this goes, if Biden gets elected, is that a good thing for Australia financially?
Well, Biden seems to be a proponent of multilateralism. And Australia, it's very important for Australia to be part of global organisations. We're a middle-level power, and all sorts of agreements, such as APEC, etc., get us to the table sitting next to the big boys and girls, particularly China and the US and Europe. Also, in terms of climate change policy, Biden is more enthusiastic about dealing with the issue than President Trump, and that would affect how Australia responded to climate change, obviously.
So at the end of the day, whether we like it or not, though, it is important to us what the outcome is of the American-US presidential election.
Yeah, it is important, obviously, because America is important to us and our region.
Well, Malcolm Farr, you've made the US election as clear as mud, you pest.
I know, but I feel that I'm not alone.
Yes, that's right. You're in good company.
Good on you, mate. Thanks again for your time and all the best. We look forward to reading some of those articles from you real soon.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you, mate.
If a national political editor is struggling, I don't know how the rest of us have got much hope.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Lee. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You love the Wollongong Master difference.
Damien, what song are you doing today?
Well, there's been a couple of requests over the last couple of weeks to do a Pearl Jam song, and myself and Joel, we sat down, we came up with this one.
Okay,
right.
I love Pearl Jam. Cannot wait. Let's take it away. Damien Leith, Jive and Joel on the Wave FM rooftop.
All right, here we go.
It's 4 o'clock, it's got to stop. Tell him, take no more. She practices her speech, he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love with him, can't find a better man. In color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Yeah. Oh. Talking to herself. There's no one else who needs to know, she tells herself.
Damien do a song, you can request it. Just jump on our Facebook page, WaveFM 96.5, and he could be busting out your tune next week.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
WaveFM's Jay Strainy and now Damien Leith.
I also had an equal fail yesterday when I left here, okay? Remember yesterday, Jade, we were talking about homework and the fact that you did all of Lulu's homework for her.
Yeah, that's right. I had to do the speech. And when kids come home with homework, they're like, I don't know what I'm doing, and you can't help but get sucked in.
That's exactly what happens, okay? And you want to be the best parent for your kids, don't you?
Yeah.
You want to help them out.
You don't want to be like, you're on your own. If you fail, you fail.
Yeah, hard luck. Off you go. Kiki came up to me yesterday, and obviously I was rushing because I had a gig last night, so I couldn't really give her my full focus. Mm. But she came up to me and she said, Dad, can you help me with my English homework? And she took out all this list of notes that she had, and it was English. It was English homework.
Yeah.
And she said, now, Dad, you know the difference between a complex sentence and a declarative sentence. And I went, Yeah, of course, yeah. And she says, okay, and she gave me two examples.
Yeah.
And she said, so which one of them's a complex sentence? I said, oh, well, let me have a look at that. And I did the old thing. He'd look over there for a second. I got out the old phone to quickly
Google?
Look up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I look up complex, I look up declarative, and I don't really make a whole lot of sense out of it. I start giving her an explanation. I go, yeah, well, this is this because of this and this. And Kiki turned around, she said, are you sure, Dad? I said, well, what else you got then? She said, well, what about interrogative sentence? And then she goes again. She hits me with more of it.
Gosh.
And I said, hey, Kiki, why don't you go on the trampoline for a bit?
Just so what Dad can research what this works all
why
about.
Why don't you go out there and get some exercise?
Dad needs to really find out what this is all about.
What
kind of
sentences are complex to me?
Declarative, imperative sentences.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Strainy, now with Damien Leith.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.